Welcome back to the Flatback 4 podcast. On this episode, we speak about the progression of this Irish side under Stephen Kenny. Find out if Christie is finally off the fence and if Kenna finally backs Stephen Kenny. Right, lads, so Ireland end the group on a high. The last four games has been three wins, one draw against Portugal. There's been 10 goals scored and zero conceded. There's obviously a friendly with Qatar in there. Ireland on the up, Chrissy?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can look at the entire campaign and you can have your doubts and say different things. But if you look at the last series of games that we've had, we are playing much better football. We're more enjoyable to watch. The fans are getting behind the team and the manager. It's enjoyable to watch. We're now starting to, in the last game, we scored three goals, which was great. And it was actually great to look at as well. And I actually think if we'd went back to our old style of play, we actually could have won that game 3-0 as well, but it would have been a bore fest to watch. But it's just, the time is changing. We have players who want to play football. We have a manager who wants to play football. And everything's on the up. Results are on the up. And the style of play is on the up. So it's looking good for Ireland and it's looking good for fans. And, you know, fans are going to want to now go to the games again because we're on the up, as you say.
Yeah, of course. Kenneth, do we need to be brought down to earth a little bit? We obviously finished third in the group, where people probably we would have expected to finish. Like I said, you haven't been a big backer of Kenny in the past. What do you think of how Ireland finished the group? Do you think we need to look at the campaign as a whole, or can you take positives from the last, you know, four or five games?
Oh, you got to look at the campaign as a whole, lad. You got to look through the games themselves. But you can. I think we're 5 unbeaten, believe it or not. I think we're 5 unbeaten with draws in there. I agree. The positive side, we look on good path, but you got to look at the fixtures too, lad. And I think we need to take a little deep breath, you know, of who we've, you know, played recently. Portugal, look, from the last, I think, podcast we did, Elliot, I said I wanted a positive performance against Portugal. I didn't expect a win or a draw. Now I said just a positive performance, and you got to beat Luxembourg convincingly, and he exceeded the expectations on both. So you got to give credit where it's due, but you really got to look at Luxembourg, Azerbaijan, Qatar. Come on, Ireland have to be beating those sides. Celebrating, because it's just, that's a gimme for me to go and beat those sides for Ireland. So we do need to take a deep breath. Yes, great end to it, but look at the campaign as a whole and be honest with yourself.
You're looking at the campaign as a whole, Kenny. So it's fair to say that the two games that we dropped points in, Luxembourg, and we lost against Luxembourg and we drew against Azerbaijan. You're saying we should have obviously won those two games. We both expected to win those games. That would give us an extra 4 points. That would mean it'd be on 13 points. You realize we need to finish above Portugal. We need to finish above Portugal to qualify. I think you won't be happy unless we qualify, and we would have to finish on 18 points above Portugal.
Okay. Look through the games, guy, lad. Look through the games. We lost 3-2.
No, I know the results, but you're saying the two games.
Okay,
I hear you. Don't need to go through. I know the results. Don't worry about that.
The 2-1 against Portugal that we lost. Minimum, we should have got a draw, if not a win, that game. We didn't have a plan B to sit deep and put 11 men behind the ball to block the game. So
we did that for half an hour, 45 minutes.
You need to watch the game. 90 minutes. I did watch the game very well, lad. Thank you very much. I was heartbroken by that defeat there.
Don't think we set back, no?
Not really. Sam Allardyce style there. You need to really sit back and hit the ball deep into the corner flag and get some of the hold up. So I disagree with you on that completely. That game for me was drop points.
You said it was a brilliant performance, though.
It was fantastic. It was heartbreaking. But again, shouldn't be dropping points there. From 1-0 up to the 90th minute and 96th minute. To concede, okay, you can see you went over extra time, 4 minutes at the same time. Got to be getting something from that there. You shouldn't be conceding 2 goals in that space of time. For me, that's drop points for me. As you know, even though it's against Portugal, one of the main teams there, that's an added point there. Drops more of Portugal. The Serbia games, we played quite well, but you know, we're late goals where we're conceding softly. And then you look at the Luxembourg one, it was unacceptable, completely unacceptable at home. And Azerbaijan, they got 1 point in the whole campaign. It was away to us. Like that, you got to look at that properly and analyze it properly and not just go on the Kenny bandwagon from just wins against Qatar. You know, you got to look, he's won four games and look at the sides we've beaten, the likes of Andorra, Luxembourg, Azerbaijan, Qatar. Four wins, lad, against teams there that are, well, one of them is, you know, part-time, that, you know, work as waiters or whatever in Andorra. Luxembourg, same Azerbaijan, Qatar. We drew with them, how, you know, in another friendly, somehow, some way. So I'm not on the Kenny bandwagon. I do agree, positive end, and I'm hoping consistency now going forward.
Yeah, definitely progression for me, Chrissy. And a big positive for me was the young players. Look at Bazunu, Amma Bamadeli, you know, Josh Cullen, Knight. Obviously, Callum Robinson's been he's not a young player, but he's been a success. But Chigdozi Ogbeni as well. Kenny deserves a lot of credit for first of all, blooding the youth as well. But he seems to be getting a tune out with them, and it's starting to, the results are starting to pay, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a freshness and there's a creativity there among the attacking players. As you say, and just we're just using the ball really well. We're trying to play football with it. We're calm and composed. Like the Portugal game, like I know Portugal were missing a good few players, but they still had some really good players on the pitch, and they were really, really brave playing the ball out from the back. And there was actually two or three times where they actually hit a ball long, but it wasn't a hoof long. They were actually looking forward to, you know, to find a player to play it kind of over the top into his feet. You know, which is completely different to what we would have been doing previously. And it's just kind of head up, find a player, you know, and just pass and move. And it's, I think it's just great to see. And the young players are a breath of fresh air. We've seen what, I know McLean is still there, but some of the older players, we've seen what they've given. And look, they've given us some great memories. But it is time, and he is right, to blood these new players, try something different. And look, it is paying off for them. And you know, even with the campaign, and I take on board what Ken is saying about the campaign, but when you do something where you try and play a style that Ireland has never played, it does take a little bit of time. And, you know, we are seeing the improvements of it with those players as well. And it is great to see. The one thing we don't have, and, you know, you have to feel sorry for Kenny in international management for it, is we don't have a striker who can score. So in these games where we could play beautiful football, you know, it's very hard for him just, you know, if we don't have a player to put the ball in the net, because you could play a brilliant football, but if it's a draw nil all, you know, everybody's going to look at their paper report and everyone's going to say, well, it's still a point got against a poor team. We just need a striker that can put the ball in the net, and we don't have that transfer market for it. And no matter what I think Kenny does at the moment, or how beautiful football we play, I think that's still going to be a struggle till out of somewhere or somebody we can get who can score consistently for us. And I know we've said it before, we took Robbie Keane for granted for so long. He was just so good. And now we just don't have anybody near that kind of player just to score goals for us.
It's probably the worst pool I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's probably the worst pool of Irish players we've had for, you know, 20, 30 years in terms of quality, in terms of, you know, who's in the Premier League. Yeah. And, you know, the level that we're playing at, Ken, as well, that has to be we're thinking, oh, you should turn up against these teams and beat them. It's easier said than done, because we don't have these players that can get you over the line anymore. As Chris said, we don't have a goal scorer. What do you think? Do you think it is probably from you, when you've been watching Ireland, do you think this is actually the worst kind of group of players in terms of quality?
From over the years, we got to see the likes of Roy Keane, Shay Given. We still had good experienced players through Robbie Keane, Duff, even going past that. We still had good players. This is probably, I know you're not saying in a bad way, but probably is the worst crop.
Yeah, there's no way of saying it nicely, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way of saying it nicely, but I agree with you to the giving the youth a chance. now that, like, it took a long time for Kenny to get a style. Like, it did take a lot of games, like 13, 14 games to get anywhere near a win.
Yeah.
So, and that there, to me, it shouldn't take that long. But, look, benefit of the doubt, we didn't have a striker. He was implement his way, trying to see which players from his under-21s. But I look at the side now. Ogbeni's really impressed me. Robinson really, really starting to hit the nail, ground running. But I do think if you had those two with a good goal scorer or someone that's good at laying it off, holding the ball up, moving it around, either is not that player. Kind of like we missed out. Would you say with me here, like we missed the boat on Bamford, for example? Yeah. We could be in a better position going forward to the next campaign, but seeing the progression and calling the players like McGrath that I wouldn't have even known come in there, and you know, he could be the next playmaker. And you know, our defense is solid with Duffy, Egan, Amabamadeli, Bazunu, and Kelleher as goalkeepers. We do have real potential there. So, yeah, I agree. It probably is the worst crop, but it is the best football you're seeing on the floor in a long time. And as Chrissy said, defenders aren't just hoofing it. They're playing 60-yard passes, which you'd see in the Premier League from Van Dijk's, Rudiger's. These players try and play that sort of passes, you know, to find the true ball. So,
Kenny, do you think he's the? Sorry to interrupt you there. Do you think he's the best manager to blood the youth in there? Because another manager's coming in. I know you might mention it. Maybe it was tongue in cheek about, you know, Sam Allardyce or Pulis. Maybe that's. I'm not sure. I know you're half joking to Naomi, but you're probably serious as well. But Sam Allardyce isn't going to come in. He's going to come in and probably try and get Mark Noble to play for Ireland. He probably have a 4-4-2 with him and Harry Arthur sitting in midfield. And I don't think he qualifies anyway. I didn't expect Ireland to qualify. And Kenny, if you remember, and Chrissy as well, we lost the first two games. That the second game was the Luxembourg game. So in my eyes, I think me and you actually spoke about Kenny that we didn't think Ireland would qualify from two games in. So it hasn't. Definitely. But as you said, the results haven't been good. I think there's two really poor results in that. Luxembourg, as you say, Kenny, Luxembourg home, unacceptable to lose that game at home. And then the Azerbaijan game, we should have won. We drew the game. But if we win those games. It's only 4 points in the difference. We're still only on 13 points.
I still think we should have got something out of the first Portugal game. And I think we were kind of robbed in the second one, even though...
Robbed in the first one?
If
someone slapped Ronaldo in the face, they think they would have been sent off.
Correct. So, now you say, I think we were robbed in both of those games. So, I still think, you know, Ronaldo's on the pitch, so the first game... And we shouldn't be conceding two goals inside the 90 minutes. We should be getting a draw minimum. But the second game, I thought we could have had a penalty and the goal we scored.
Mm.
There's no real contact. So, look, as you asked me the question there, is he the right guy going forward? The blood to youth? Yes, I do think so. I don't think now, going forward, if you got Big Sam in, I do think it'd be more resolute, sense of the imagination. But to a total rebuild again. It's another rebuild for another campaign. And the players seem to like Kenny. They like playing the style of football. I don't see why he wouldn't be the right guy and why you would think of even changing it right now. So that's even coming from a guy that's not Kenny completely in, if you get me.
So you're more saying that you would have maybe gone a different route at the start, but because of the progression, the way it's going... You'd stick with him the way things are going. I always backed Kenny, and I said it 100%. I did. But even you have fencers like Chrissy there who have jumped on my side now, and you have you kind of you're not over the fence. You're in the garden now, at least the Kenny garden.
I will always be, you know, I won't be biased in, you know, my opinion. I'll say it as I see it. Even Kenny, as you know, the other day, from speaking to Elliot, I've given big praise for what he's done with the youth side, but the performances on the pitch were scoring goals. I know they're against bad sides, but you know, maybe as you could look at it in the other positive way, this is building confidence. And to go 5 games unbeaten is pretty positive for an Irish side over the last number of years. So, you know, and they're so young, which I just think if you bring a new manager in now, from seeing that progression. If I hadn't seen that progression, not from the last couple of games, we had a draw with the likes of Qatar, Luxembourg, or didn't play positive, as everyone tries to say, Kenny's football is all positive. If we weren't doing it and had a drawn or lost any of those games there, probably saying, look, it's not. But when you see progression.
Yeah. We almost came full circle, didn't we, Chrissy? Because we got outplayed. We lost 1-0 against Luxembourg, but people forget that they actually outplayed us on the day as well.
They did.
And then obviously to go through a wind then to the game the other night, we beat them 3-0 at their home ground. There was a bit of needle to the game as well, lad, wasn't there? The coach, Luxembourg coach, said we played a British style of football. And Kenny and the boys seem to take it personally. But do you think we came full circle, obviously, to lose that game so convincingly in Dublin to then go to their patch and win convincingly 3-0?
You know, you can say Luxembourg are a bad team or, you know, this is what should be expected. But at the same time, I think as Irish fans, if we see and scoring, you know, two of the goals anyway that we got, you know, we will be saying that's brilliant football. So I think when we do it, we have... And I thought two of those goals, I know Duffy's header was there, but the other two goals were brilliant, especially the cross into the back post and great goals. We played well, calm on the ball, tried to play football, you know, and did what we needed to do. We'd be, you know, giving them plaudits for it. So we have to do the same to Ireland. And just to finish off as well,
it's just another example,
probably the full circle of how, you know, Kenny was kind of struggling to implement his style earlier in the campaign. And, you know, the likes of Kenneth, for example, was struggling to see where this was going to work and happen. And I'd like to think this is an example now of where, you know, Kenny's maybe getting it right. We're starting to play that bit better and get the results we need, which is great. And I just hope we can keep it up and it keeps going that direction.
Yeah, there's definitely green shoots there and the arrows are going up, I think. And if you're winning over people, then I think he is winning over the crowds as well, Kenny. You see, I was actually at the Qatar game. They were singing "There's Only One Stephen Kenny." Even at the game against Luxembourg, Ireland are really getting, the fans are really getting behind the manager, it seems. Which is good, absolutely. You know, we want to back the team, back the manager, of course.
We have the best fans in the world. Let's not forget that. You could hear them as you were there in the Qatar, lad, you were... The only thing you forgot was your banner to say that. I thought you were going to do that for us.
Kenny in.
Yeah, well, at the time I thought you were going to do that. But no, I could definitely hear it. And especially there, even against the Luxembourg away, I couldn't hear a word. I could just hear the Irish and...
Feels about Baton Rye and all this, yeah.
It was like we were playing at home. That's how good, like, you know, the fans... Onside now, this is what you want. You want the fans to be enjoying an onside, and it's like an extra body with especially with Ireland. The Irish fans are just magnificent. Let's not take it away. And for them to be singing that about Stephen Kenny says a lot as well, about the U tour, but not from just them. They may have loved the appointment as at start and backed them all the way. People have turned corners, like, you know, Fencer there, Chrissy. The people there like me that just are seeing the progression but want to see the consistency going forward like that. And you were always Kenny, so you're one of those guys you got to give credit to, Elliot, from day one.
I just seen what he was trying to do. I liked what he was trying to do. I think we're doing all the right things, but I did think it was going to take time. I actually expected it to be a rough, you know, 10. Maybe longer than I expected, Ken, as you said, 14 games to get a win. I didn't think it was going to be like that, but especially because we had a few easy enough games in, we got a few draws and stuff, but I did expect it to be teething problems. Like, even look at Shane Duffy, Kenneth. He was actually dropped for that Luxembourg game.
He was.
And look how he's come full circle as well. He's been one of our best performers. Yeah, exactly. And I know he gave the ball away. We'll forget about that at Luxembourg one where he nearly gave away a couple. But he's still dangerous as well, isn't he?
He just had a bad spell at Celtic on loan. You got to remember, it wasn't a good loan for him over there, but he's come back to Brighton. Graham Potter hasn't played football on the floor. Stephen Kenny hasn't played football on the floor. So he's more and more used to it. And he's like this leader. I think he's been our best performer overall. He's just been terrific for us. But going back to one thing, Elliot, there's one part of the Kenny reign I didn't agree with, but you had to do it because you got him in charge, was the playoff against Slovakia. I thought McCarthy got us that far. He should have been allowed up to that far to get us to go that far. To see, I think we could have got through that easily. As you said, the plan wasn't fully implemented by that stage. So I would have kept with the experience, the Irish know-how to get that far. But it's not the case. We have to move on. But that's the only thing I'd go back to and say. I would have given McCarthy up to then to really, you know, try and get us through.
Yeah, he got us to the playoff. It was very strange to take when he gets to the playoff to not let him continue to manage the team. That was very strange. I didn't agree with it at the time, and obviously it didn't work out. But the FAI haven't made the best of decisions now. We'll move on a little bit, lads, because we know that Chrissy's off the fence and Kenny Orr in the garden, and I've been lavishing it up in the garden here. But just a word on that Luxembourg manager's jacket. Oh my God, what was he thinking? He looked like he just skinned a bear and just threw it on his back. I don't know what he was doing. He was a bit of need. He was didn't like him. He didn't like his comments about Ireland calling us British and things like that.
No.
That's one way to get under our skin.
Playing tactics.
Chrissy, there's a lot of talk about what should the FAI do. Kenny has another, I think he has another 6 months left in his contract, is it? He's up until the summer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Liam Brady has been like, you know, almost voicing the camp that say, look, wait and let him see how he gets on in June in the Nations League. I'm in the camp that wants us to come out and back Kenny now. So it's not a case where, oh, if we lose this game, he's under pressure, he's going to get sacked. I think give him the UEFA Nations League and give him the Euro campaign now, because him having 6 months left in his contract, that's not good for the team. What do you think the FAI should do? Do you think they should come out and back him right now, or do you think they should give him that 6 months to see if results keep going the way they're going?
Well, I'm just going to clarify the fence thing with me first, because I was on the fence because I needed, like Liam Brady said, I wanted to see more evidence. But I suppose the difference between myself and Liam is that Liam Brady still wants to see more evidence, but I think I've seen enough and I think we're heading in the right direction. And I think we should give it to Stephen Kenny. And I think that's the right thing that the FAI should do. I think he's shown how the direction that he's going in. The players obviously love him. The fans love him. We've a clear identity to the team. Like we talk about other managers at the moment. I know Man United's a big talking point at the moment. And, you know, their identity and what they play like is not really there. But we can see exactly what Stephen Kenny's trying to implement, what the Irish players are trying to do. They've given us evidence against not the strongest Portugal team, but still a strong Portugal team. And, you know, we're on the up. It would give great confidence to Stephen Kenny going forward as well and to the players, and it really set it in stone. This is our style of play. This is the group that we have. We have a job now to do going ahead for the next qualifiers and the games that we have coming up. Let's go and do it. You know, let's say we do a Liam Brady and we give him the six games and then we have a look at the six games. After those six games, are we going to change the manager again and try and, you know, get another style of play for the manager to get used to other players? Then you'd have some players would not be happy. Stephen Kenny would go. It'd just be a mess. It would be just, you know, you'd have to do that now. And I don't know how you could do it now. I think, you know, you have to give it to Stephen Kenny.
I agree. I think with the Liam Brady thing, I think if we bet Brazil 5-0, Liam Brady would say, but didn't have Pele. He's the most negative person. He has something against Kenny. He definitely does. I think he's, because he played football and he was a brilliant player, he's just thinking, who's this lad? You know what I mean? So that's what I think. I think there's a bit of a chip.
He wants Johnny Giles in there, I think.
Yeah, stop. Kenneth, you know, I know you've been critical in the past, but what should the FAI do? If you were in the, part of the FAI, would you vote for him to give him the contract now? Get a bit more, think that'll be healthy for the team to know that the manager's safe and they can play their own game? Or do you think give him another 6 months, or would you scrap it all together?
Me, I think you got to keep him now at this stage.
Would you give him the contract or would you
wait until the contract now at this stage? You can't change it, lad. You can't go through a whole rebuild. If you're going to change it and you do it now so you get the 6 games out of the Nations League, then you go on to your qualifier. Is there any point in going through a whole rebuild of it? Maybe more conservative and maybe in those games like the Portugal 2-1 defeat, we might have got, you know, Big Sam wave playing that stuff, you know, hypothetically, we would have been safe, in my opinion. But there's no point in going through a whole rebuild. The players seem to be enjoying it, which is first and foremost the most important thing. They really seem to be gelling well. I'm not the Kenny Ing guy, but I'll speak it truthfully. I just don't see any point of letting him go at this stage when we have been playing really positive of late, and it's clicking more. So we were trying to play positive all along, as you say, Elliot, wasn't clicking. Now it seems to be clicking against weaker sides. Bar the Portugal, he said it might have been a weaker Portugal side, but it's Portugal at the end of the day. Ronaldo's on the pitch. Other players on. It's a good Portugal side, and we're playing positive football. I just don't believe you can change what he's doing with the youth. I can really see progression. I think it would take no pun intended, you know, any progression there, and that's including any Kenny outers or any people that are on the fence like Chrissy, who wanted, you know, Elliot, find that clip because it's, you know.
He wanted Big Sam. He was dreaming about him.
You'd say it too. So, but I agree with you guys. Don't change it. Give the contract. And look, if it doesn't work out down the line, you can't just get rid of him in the Nations League. It doesn't work out. You got to play. I just don't want to hear going forward from anybody, not just you guys, but anybody. I do not want to hear he needs more time to implement. You have 20 games, 4 wins, 8 defeats, 8 draws. I'm including that Slovakia game as a defeat, even though it was a draw, but we lost on penalties. 20 games. Excuse that. Oh, well, needs time to gel and get the side clicking. He's got it clicked. It's working. I just give him the contract for me and let the players have at least a life, which pressure is off and they know what's going on. And there's no point in rebuilding at this stage.
Mm. So the next thing is the Euros. That's the next qualifying thing, Chrissy. Do you think it? I think it depends on the group, because I think it's easy for us to say he has to get us the Euros or he's gone. It depends on the group and things like that. And we might have a horrible group that, like, even the group he had now was quite hard for the World Cup qualifiers. But I think, as you said, Ken, that's a good point. He's had time now. We can't be saying, look, he needs more time. I think he has to start getting results. Now, he has started getting results. As you said, look, it's against the lesser teams, but that's who we struggled against at the start. We played every team in the group. After we played every team in the group once, didn't have great results. We improved on every result the second time we played them. So we lost. The games we lost, we got a draw the second time we played them. The games we drew, we got a win. So we improved on every result. So progression is there. Green shoot is there. We're all Kenny in now. Thanks. Nice to hear you saying it.
What you just said there is a massive, massive point. So that's the way you got to look at it. If the games we drew or the games we... So the progression is there. It's a full round circle, like you said, and as Chrissy said. So as Dixon mentioned, and give a shout out to Dixon, he was the first one to say it, about the FAI are going to review the whole campaign. I heard Paddy Bonner today saying the same thing. They're just, you know, he's part of the FAI. They're going to review it. I wonder when they're going to come to the decision, but...
They're meeting the end of the month, I think, Kenny.
Oh, is that...
29th, apparently. They're meeting. That doesn't... I don't know if that means there's a decision, but that's what they're saying. That's what's being reported. They're all meeting up. Put a banquet out on cost, about $600,000 or something, but they made a decision at the end of it.
Look, they've really got to take... Okay, look, you got to review it from the start. But as I said to you, Elliot, and you just made a great or even better point than me, I looked at the front of the game, the 14th game without a win. And, you know, we weren't going places to me. But everything is clicking. You got to give it time to gel. Keep going. It's, you know, the time, sorry, not even time, but the, we've given it that time to gel. Everything is working.
Does he need to qualify, Kenneth, for the next tournament then? Or is he gone? Or are you going
to... I think you need to qualify for the next tournament now.
Doesn't depend on the group, but you're thinking, look, he needs to qualify. No, well, just an honest question.
For his own sake. For his own sake, but for... Of course, it has to come to the group. You could come out with, I don't know, a really tough group, like with Holland, Czech Republic, and another side that could be in third seeded, and we could be fourth, you know, and you have a smaller team behind. Does come down to it, but I think for his own sake, with the already have a thing there in their mind, we need to.
The only thing we can't replace, though, regardless of what he does, it's just having a striker to get us out of trouble. Like, look at Portugal, who we were likely to beat that night, and we said we played very well. Like, Ronaldo scores two goals he shouldn't get, and I know it's Ronaldo.
He's a freak, isn't he?
Yeah, we just don't have a player that could just get, you know, a goal, you know, just a header in the box or just a tap in at the back post. Mm-hmm. I just still think we're...
Yeah, we don't have an out-and-out goal scorer. I know Callum Robinson's been scoring goals for fun lately. So that's, hopefully he's the key. I know he's been playing kind of off the left of a front three. Adam Ida can't seem to buy a goal at the minute. But yeah, we don't have that. But hopefully the way we're playing, I think we're creating more chances than we have been previously. And even that game against Luxembourg, when we went 1-0 up with a Duffy goal, in the past, I think we would have just sat back on that 1-0. But the fact that we actually went for it, we got the extra two goals, that was a sign of the progression, as we said. I think there's a lot of positives. I know the blood and the youth was the main thing. Bazunu, Omavamadeli, Cullen, Knight, Ogbeni, and that's to name a few, been very, very positive. We've obviously, the style of football has changed and we have seen progression. Obviously the negatives there, look, we didn't qualify. It was a disappointing group in terms of points, and we hit rock bottom against Luxembourg as well. There's another mention. I know we don't really give Connolly much credit, but he just hasn't worked out from Kenneth, has it?
No, he definitely has an attitude problem there. He needs to focus on his football. I know he has a, you know, girlfriend who's, you know, celebrity.
Ex-Love Islander.
He needs to get off all of that, focus on his football. Graham Potter, his own manager, said he needs to, you know, get his head out of, you know, backside. He needs to concentrate. He's not doing it for Ireland. He was our prodigy that we were all talking of us for as well, you know. So for me, he hasn't done it. And I give credit to the manager there for, you know, saying, you know what, you're not going to be playing. And as Chris said there, we don't have a proven striker. He could have been the guy for going in behind. But maybe can find somebody, you know, like he found McGrath out with St. Mirren. You might find a striker there that's playing in a lower league. Like you always said, Elliot, if Connolly dropped down the division, he could be banging in goals.
Yeah. I think he'd do well in the lower division. I think it'd do great for his confidence, kind of,
He might find someone like that. But Aaron Connolly himself, he needs to really... really get his attitude right, and if he wants to come back into that spot, because it's going to be hard to get back into that side with the way we're playing at the moment.
Thanks for listening to the Flatback 4 podcast. It's fair to say Chrissy is off that fence and Kenna is starting to warm to Stephen Kenny. Let us know what you think. Would you come out and back him, or should Ireland make a change? Get in touch on Facebook and Instagram. Come on, you boys in green.